We're back. It's another week on the Bun Sports Show. My name is Jacob Bun, joined as always by David Sears. Major allegations being spread. People telling on this person telling on this person, and everybody and their brother denying it. I deny that I even went to lunch today. I deny everything that I did today. It's just chaotic, and of course it all relates to this story that we talked about last Friday about Cam Newton. Now, last Friday we ended by telling you that Kenny Rogers and John Bond went on different radio stations. John Bond went on 680 The Fan, our friends in Atlanta, and Kenny Rogers went on Dallas radio with with Ian Fitzsimmons and the show. What's the name of the show? Do you know?
I forget, but it's like I know it's 103.3 ESPN Dallas.
And they both denied that they had talked to each other and that they had any involvement with Cam Newton whatsoever. That's step one. So after that, the next story to break, I'm just going to kind of set the timeline before we begin our discussion. Dan Mullen said Sunday afternoon he was tracked down by Brandon Marcello of the Clarion Ledger. He said, we did everything exactly the right way, exactly how we should carry ourselves in the NCAA, and to be honest with you, I haven't even thought of the Cam Newton situation since December. This is Mullen speaking, of course. The truth of the situation is the people that need to know the truth know the truth. And you can, of course, interpret that how you wish. And then last night, the other big one, broke Thayer Evans, I hope I'm saying his name right, from Fox Sports, said that Newton was arrested for the theft of a laptop from a Florida student's dorm room in 2008. He again violated the university's honor code by putting his name on another student's paper and turning it in. According to the source that Thayer Evans had tracked down, and his unnamed source, Newton was caught after the instructor asked the real author of the paper why he had not turned in his work. According to the source, after the student said he had turned in a paper, he and the instructor went through all the submissions and discovered that Newton had put his name on the paper that was in question. Newton subsequently turned in a second paper to the instructor, but it was later found to have been purchased off the internet. He was to appear for a hearing in front of the Florida Student Conduct Committee during the spring of semester of 2009, and instead transferred to Blinn Junior College, as we've talked about a few times. And then finally, on the Auburn side of things, Jay Jacobs, the Auburn athletic director, said this yesterday. He was asked about whether or not Cam Newton would finish the year. He said, I don't have a way to know that at this time. It's not a closed matter. It's still ongoing. What does all this mean? And at this point in time, I'll allow David Sears to say something. after all, I mean, we hear all those are all the reports. Those are what everybody has said. Everybody says, "No, I didn't do it," or "Here's what happened." It's just chaos. What is your just overall take on this?
I think that this is getting dangerously close to the old Southwestern Conference days, when everybody turned everybody in for everything, and you're going to end up with your entire conference on probation and banned from postseason play. I think that we are not done with this Cam Newton story yet. I think they're going to do everything possible to make Cam Newton look as bad as they can. I'm guessing it's probably a combination of Urban Meyer and Dan Mullen.
So that's what the big question is, who it is. And, yeah, there are a lot of theories out there, but there are a lot of theories out there that all these allegations are being made by an alligator.
That's horrible. That's flat-out horrible. But I don't think this Cam Newton story is anywhere near over. I have heard from some sources that some big news has been, or some damning evidence has been turned over to the NCAA about the whole Cam Newton situation. Mm-hmm. We will see if it comes out. I don't have any source that will go on record here, so I don't want to say it because
we are going to bring in John Bond, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. But I don't think the story is anywhere near over. I just think that this is going to look very bad with the amount of denial Auburn has been doing. I really think that they're going to get bit badly by this.
Well, it is a really sticky situation. As we mentioned, everybody seems to be denying everything, and there are contradictions.
The denial ain't just a river in Egypt, my friend.
No, no. That was worse than mine. That was worse than mine. I know that's.
I had to throw that out there since we're gonna do bad puns. We might as well have fun with it.
But that's an older one than mine, so I'll give you a little. But no, John Bond went on the record of the New York Times and ESPN.com, and I have we have had Bruce Feldman on the show, never had Pat Forty, Mark Schlabel, or Chris Lowe on, but I have the utmost respect for those writers. I think the world of the job they do individually, much less as a trio. They're doing this as a trio.
The last time they all worked together, well, it was Schlabel and Forty, was the Bush stuff.
No question, yeah.
So where there's smoke, there is fire, and it's just not looking good. It's not looking good for Auburn. I'm going to tell you that right now. And Auburn better have their P's and Q's.
Well, it's not just Auburn. I think that everybody involved in this needs to be ready for anything that might happen. I think Mississippi State was certainly the first team involved because they are the they have the alums from which this story originated, John Bond and allegedly Kenny Rogers. So they're in on it to that extent, if not more. Also, is Urban Meyer in on it? That's all speculation to this point. Urban Meyer came out today and said something to the effect, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but he said something to the effect of, that's ridiculous. I have no idea what's going on in this case. So he denies that. So everybody's denied. John Bond said on record that, you know, it was communicated through Kenny Rogers, and then he goes on 680 The Fan in Atlanta and says, well, yeah, in a way, Sears, I listened to that audio two or three times. Did you get a chance to listen to it?
I have, and it's just...
Did it sound like a real hard lying. Denial to you?
Somebody's lying.
I mean, we could go lawyer talk and all. Did it really sound like a denial?
It didn't really sound like much of a denial to me. I mean, it's obvious either he's lying or Rogers is lying. One of those is actually telling the truth, but it's just Sports by Brooks did a great piece on this last Saturday morning. And it shows you it. He put the audio from Buck and Kincaid, and then he put the audio from
that's actually where I heard it. Yeah, Sports by Brooks
from Rogers' Dallas appearance radio. On the Dallas radio, and he says it's obvious someone is lying. This story is not going to go away. The problem that is facing a lot of people right now in the NCAA is if this is as bad as we think it is, and as our sources say it is, can they let Auburn continue to go on, knowing that they're probably going to have to either vacate or forfeit the victories that Auburn has had. This also could really hurt the NCAA, who doesn't run the BCS, but they are affiliated with the BCS, if they knowingly let someone participate in the BCS that should not be there, which could get congressional investigations and all sorts of fun stuff. It could be a huge, huge controversy.
Let me say this. There has been a lot of speculation about whether or not the NCAA would, if something was found out. And again, we don't have anything concrete, so we don't know what to go on. It's all hearsay. It's all rumors and innuendo. But if something was found out, would they make them stop playing Cam? Would they make them all to forfeit the games now? Let me say something. The NCAA may expedite the situation. Pat Dye said on the Paul Feinbaum radio network last night that the NCAA was going to expedite the situation. So it may happen. But there is zero chance, in my mind, of Auburn having to forfeit the games that they've already played in the next couple of weeks, meaning until after it matters, after the SEC championship is decided. I don't see Auburn having to forfeit. Now, they may have to sit Cam out over questions of eligibility. That could still happen. Don't see a very likely chance of that, but I don't see them having to forfeit anything that changes the complexion of the SEC West right now.
It's something that's going to have to be addressed quickly. I know that Cam's the man. We stand behind Cam. We're the Auburn family for Cam. All that stuff is great, but Auburn fans are not looking at this without their orange and blue glasses. They're staring through their orange and blue glasses, saying that everybody's out to get us. Pat Dye even said yesterday that no one wants Auburn to do well. It's a conspiracy. They're after Auburn. They don't want Auburn to do well. The only people that want Auburn
because they're at the top of the mountain
is Auburn. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a situation that's going to get very ugly very quickly. It's already getting that way. We've got.
Do you buy this?
I do think it is a bit of a. I do think it is a bit of a character assassination. I agree with that, because I mean they're just trying to make it so Cam will have all these doubts. So one, he won't get the Heisman, and two, it may affect Auburn in the polls.
They're not all out to. Don't be fooled, folks. Auburn. These writers, New York Times, Fox Sports, USA Today, ESPN.com, the three the trio at ESPN.com are not all out to lunch at once here. They're not crazy. They didn't just make this stuff up. At the same time, I just do not understand why the Mr. Evans from Fox Sports felt the need to write that story today. Don't know how it is pertinent to this case.
It's not pertinent at all.
At all. I think it's a little cheap, in my opinion.
It is, but I think they're building a case to show that Cam is not a good person, that he is an unscrupulous character. That's what they're trying to prove.
To not let him win the Heisman.
Exactly. Yep. So I think this is far, far, far from over. I really hate to see them not do well, because I like to see state schools. Because let's face it, Alabama, Auburn, Iron Bowl, it means so much more, and it's such a better thing when the games actually mean mm-hmm. something. I know some people are out there going to say, hey, you're a Bama fan, you're completely biased. That's garbage, to quote Gene Chizik. I am wanting to see things well, because it helps Alabama and Auburn both in the rankings and both in recruiting, and we need to have big rivalries to make this state look good, because let's face it, outside of football, this state doesn't really have much good PR.
Yeah, no question. It is big, but it could also be more widespread than Auburn is concerned, Mississippi State is concerned. I mean, this thing could end up affecting a number of SEC schools, and could do a number on this conference. And then that's again just speculation. I haven't physically had any contact with any evidence. If I did, I guess I would be a writer at the New York Times.
If we had the supposed tapes out there, BunSports.com would be the biggest website in the history of the world.
I just want to mention this, as it is just breaking over the wire right now. TMZ, of course, the
celebrity gossip.
Yeah, it basically digs up on everything Hollywood, or anybody who is in any spotlight whatsoever, is reporting at this hour, at this moment, as a matter of fact, just came out several minutes ago, that the FBI has requested a sit-down interview with one of the key players in the Cam Newton story. And the key player that they are going to be sitting down is former Mississippi State quarterback John Bond. Sears, this thing just in the last couple of seconds,
it's really weird.
Really, really interesting.
It's interesting, but it's also really weird. What would they be interviewing John Bond about? Because I guess they could be saying it's federal privacy laws, but what we really be concerned is if the IRS gets involved with Cecil Newton's church. If something happens with the IRS, then the proverbial crap has hit the fan. So we've got a lot of interesting things getting ready to go on. Who knows what's going to happen? This situation keeps getting more and more like a spy novel.
It really does. And I'm just reading the TMZ story right here. It says the man feds want to speak with is John Bond, a former Mississippi State football rock star. Last week, Bond claimed that people connected to Heisman frontrunner Cam Newton contacted him in 2009 and said that it would take $180,000, as we all know, to get Cam Newton to commit to Mississippi State. He eventually committed to Auburn, which is where he is now, and he is one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Now, this might be interesting. I haven't read it yet, so you're reading it with me. It says, Bond's attorney confirms to TMZ Sports that the FBI has requested a sit-down meeting and tells us the agent who contacted him said, quote, we are interested in whether young men are being shopped to colleges. So the whole premise of the investigation is that.
We may be getting federal involvement now in the NCAA.
Newton has denied any wrongdoing, and representatives for Auburn have stated that Newton remains eligible to play and will start this weekend against Georgia. Hey, anybody down in Lee County still think that Urban Meyer's behind this? So he has Pete Thamel, Chris Lowe, Fat 40, Mark Schlabaugh, and J.
FBI.
Edgar Hoover?
This is, wow. I mean, I guess the problem of amateur athletes being shopped by agents, being shopped by handlers, has just grown so much that even the federal government, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, is now into this.
This could be a bad thing right here.
This could bring down the whole veil of amateurism that we have supposedly in the NCAA.
It's just amazing that this happened.
It starts with football. Uh-huh. I guarantee you they're going to get into AAU basketball, which is even dirtier than football.
It's just amazing that this has happened in our state, in the last 4 or 5 days. And I mean, now we know. I mean, we don't know, but we know now if the FBI is getting involved, the FBI does not waste its time on petty stories that it doesn't have any connection or think there's any validity to. Now we have a pretty good idea that last week's writings were not just made up, and this is, I mean, this is I've never seen anything like this, and I'm very young, but I've never seen anything like this.
The only thing that I could possibly say is the Albert Means investigation got some of this stuff involved.
Was the federal government involved?
I think they went after Logan Young's tax records, okay. or the coach's tax records,
which could be what they're going after here. I mean, I don't want to put anything out there. I'm not saying
the FBI can do research into that for you, but that's generally something the IRS would do for tax fraud. But this is unbelievable. I mean, I doubt now that. Well, I know Auburn fans will still defend him, but this is just looking bad. This is looking very bad for Auburn University, and they're going to have to do something. And I know they're going to defend Cam and everything, but how can you keep defending Cam when you have more and more investigatory? Wow, totally just pulled a Zoolander there.
It's the Bun Sports Archive of vocabulary. Just bear with us.
More and more investigative reports there. Investigative agencies going in after this. This is just not looking good at all, and you have to be very concerned now for the great season Auburn was having. Now is basically going down in flames.
Gentry Estes, a friend, and I realize this is probably going to be listened to in days later than today, and you'll probably know a lot more by then. But I'm just reading Twitter right now just to capture the reaction from this. Gentry Estes, our friend covers the Georgia Bulldogs, says, with the exception of maybe Mike Price, that he cannot remember the last time an SEC scandal has been as crazy as the one current with Cam Newton. And that says something, because Gentry's been in the conference covering teams a long time.
He has.
And we're not sensationalizing it at all. It's literally happening as we speak.
I mean, we're not sensationalizing. It's just, the FBI is getting involved in college athletics. I think the only other times I remember the FBI getting involved in college athletics were these huge point-shaving scandals out of UNLV and other universities in basketball. That's the only times I can remember the FBI getting involved.
It is, and, you know, other than what has been reported, we've speculated about as much as we probably need to, so we're going to put it to rest right there, because there's nothing else we can say. There's really not. We could continue discussing it and saying what if for 3 or 4 more hours, but we're not going to do that. So we're just going to put it to bed right there, and we'll be back, of course, in 2 days, as always, and give you the latest then. But there's nothing else to say.
Hopefully we'll talk about some football then. There was kind of a herbivore sighting on the field.
Did they even play this weekend? I mean, did the SEC just shut down football? The answer to that question is no, and here are the scores.
Great Lester Miles makes,
oh my goodness,
some unbelievable calls that benefit for him. And
well, that was Alabama didn't look like they were ready to play. They didn't.
I disagree. I think Alabama was there. I thought it was just a good game, and I think Les Miles actually outcoached Nick Saban.
Well, Nick Saban, I heard his post game press conference, and I didn't hear one bit of the responsibility being assumed on himself there. This team did not have the championship winning attitude, and this team this and this team that. Well, I mean, ultimately, the person who dictates the mindset of the team is the coach, and this team's very talented coming out of high school, and the recruiting, the offense, of course, off of last year's national championship team, almost every player. So, I mean, ultimately, the responsibility lies with him.
I don't think he's shugging. I think he included himself with this team. You can spin that either way you want, but I think he's including himself with that. I mean, he is very disappointed, but their defense is not as good. To me, this is very similar to the 07 Florida team. 06, they win the national championship, and they lose pretty much their entire defense. 07, they struggle. 08, they come back with a much better defense that just dominates. Now, will Alabama do that? I don't know. They're going to lose a lot on offense this year. They're not going to have a returning third-year starter quarterback.
Right.
But it'll be fun to watch.
It will.
Definitely. Alabama fans don't need to panic. Nick Saban has this program. I mean, they have potential to the first time since 1978 through the 1980 season to have three straight 10-plus win seasons.
Yeah,
that has not happened in a long time in Tuscaloosa.
That's very true. I think a lot of Alabama fans are disappointed because after three straight years of two straight years, this would be the third, of being in the national championship picture, I think they're disappointed that they're out. But yeah, in all, if you step back just for a second and look at where they were in 2006 under Mike Shula to where they are now, I think every Alabama fan would definitely take it.
And there's a reason why no team has repeated as BCS national champions. Mm-hmm. I mean,
different. Yeah, much
you've only had three teams make it back to the championship game after they won it. Florida State in 2000. You had Miami 2001, 2002. Right. And then USC 2004, 2005. And no one has won back-to-back BCS titles because it's just so hard in this day and era of parity. And it's going to be very fun to watch what's coming up the next few years with the Alabama program because it looks like they're heading in the right direction.
And no doubt.
It definitely looks like they're going to be able to do something big and maybe set up a line where they can consistently competing for national champions, which Alabama has not done since the 1970s. 40 years ago.
Yeah, no, it's been a long, long drought. Other games Saturday, we talked about Cam Newton a lot. His team responded. He had a record-setting day, 62-24. Defense still giving up 24 points to a team like Chattanooga.
It's questionable, and they'll have a big test this coming up week against A.J. Green and that awesome offense of Georgia. To me, the most impressive thing was Florida looks like they have an offense.
Florida is coming, folks, and I say that to Auburn and slight possibility of Alabama. Well, South Carolina this weekend, a slight possibility of Alabama, whoever it is in the SEC championship game. Florida is coming. They have turned the corner. This game between Florida and South Carolina this week is going to be fun. And there is a possibility if Florida wins, and well, obviously whoever wins, and then of course Auburn, if they could take care of business against Georgia, then you have your SEC championship matchup.
I really like what Florida's done. They're always going to have the whole Rainey being suspended. Mm-hmm. What would they have done against Alabama and LSU with a Rainey? It's going to come back on them. And this whole gets back to the whole Urban doesn't have discipline on his team and lets everybody run wild type stuff that we've seen a lot.
24, I think, yeah. Arrests. So.
And you got to love that. And how about Arkansas finally getting a big win this year?
Arkansas is a very good
team.
That
was a great pick by one David Sears.
Yeah, you nailed it, man. And without Greg Childs.
They just were able to dominate and look really good.
South Carolina looked like they were care because it didn't matter. And it didn't.
It doesn't. It does not. Do not count out Arkansas against LSU because that could be a crazy situation down there.
Well,
I was
talking with an Alabama fan, and they said, "Well, what do you think, Bun, on the chances that Alabama gets back into the playoff Southeastern Conference playoff championship game?" And I said, "Well, first of all, you know, everybody says it's doomsday." I said, "But after stepping back and looking at it, the hardest part of this is if Georgia beats Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia beats Auburn." Then Alabama has the chance on the field against Auburn next week or 2 weeks. And more importantly, I'll take my chances with, from an Alabama perspective, I was talking to an Alabama fan, I'll take my chances with Arkansas over LSU any day because I think Arkansas is hot right now.
We could have a potential four-way tie for the SEC West. Arkansas with two losses, LSU with two losses, Alabama with two losses, and Auburn with two losses. And that would be really fun to find out what is the tiebreaker situation for that.
Other games, just some waxings. Tennessee took care of Memphis, big win for them. Georgia beat Idaho State 55-7. Kentucky 49-21 over Charleston Southern. And Ole Miss was able to pull it out against Louisiana 43-21. A great slate of games coming up this weekend, and we will probably preview them on Thursday. I say probably because
we don't know
what we'll be talking about on Thursday. I doubt football.
If what we're hearing rumor wise is out there is true, then we definitely will be talking more about the Cam Newton situation these next few days. Stay tuned to visit Bun Sports for all the latest because we will keep you
on
top.
And I put the
of
Twitters of me. Most of you probably know mine. At Jacob Bunn. David's is at David_Sears75.
Capitalized the D in David and the S in Sears.
And then WJOX945 is the Jock station with which we are affiliated and definitely follow all three of those because the most pertinent information about this case will be coming through those Twitters. Well, we'll have a good week. It's going to be an interesting one. We'll be back.